When we heal the past, when we accept it for what it was and all that it gave us, it changes the course of our future. The future is often determined by the past. The road of yesterday becomes the road for tomorrow, until the enlightened human stops for a moment, heals what has come before them, accepts it, loves it, embraces the wisdom. That changes the path for tomorrow. For those who think humanity is headed on a bad path right now, stop for a moment and realize that by healing the past, tomorrow is different, because it's no longer the path of karma or destiny. It becomes the path of choice and imagination and creativity. The mind is such a perfect place to escape having to deal with the love of yourself. You can occupy your mind. The mind was designed that way. You can occupy your mind with facts and figures and details and analysis, so you can forget about loving you. You can build this false temple of the mind to pretend that you're smart, or to pretend that you know things, but you're still running and you still know it. And this thing that you call your divine was placed in a cocoon a long time ago. The inward looking self has been aware of everything, every thought, every feeling. It never has a judgment of you. It is just there loving you, taking everything of this external expression and transmuting it into depth of the soul, into a light beyond light, into wisdom that is eternal. We felt that the shadow was the dark part of us, a negative part, and over eons of times and experiences and lifetimes, we've taken everything we don't love about ourselves and dumped it into the shadow and cursed the shadow. We felt that the shadow was our own demon, our own weakness, and it hasn't been. The shadow is the essence of us. It's the soul of us. It's that gift that spirit gave to every one of us in equal portions, and we'll never take it away. It's us, it's our unique identity, and that's why we say it's a shadow, because any time that, as you know, a light falls on an object, it casts a shadow. The shadow reminds us that we are soul beings. That shadow that we have cursed, that shadow that we have run from, that shadow that we blame for putting us into this endless cycle of lifetimes. But the shadow is our divinity, is our soul, is a reminder that spirit has given us freedom and expression. It's the reminder that we came from home. It's that part of us that's going to love us no matter what. Imagination comes from the heart. Imagination is bringing in, feeling, and embodying the energies of the potentials that you are choosing. All around you are the potentials of everything that ever could be in your future. A myriad of potentials. Imagining the potential that you're choosing from your heart brings that to the forefront and makes it more likely to become manifest on Earth than all of the other potentials. this was a wonderful new opportunity to create this place called Earth, to come here and to live within our own creations, to live within density and matter. It was a beautiful, beautiful creation, not a mistake. It was done so we could be within our own Garden of Eden and given the freedom to do anything we wanted, express any way we wanted, to be destructive, to be joyful, to steal energy from others, but ultimately to learn that it's all within, it always has been. Allowing this integration to happen, and yes, it's going to turn your life inside out and upside down for a very short period of time. It's going to sometimes even bring what you would call your final spiritual crisis while you're in human form. For some of you, a most challenging experience, but it's part of the process of the transmutation of energy. And if you just keep breathing and loving yourself, even when you're going through this difficult process, embracing this process. But what if you were so bold and courageous and outrageous that you let yourself fall in love with you without worrying about the consequences, without trying to control it or manage it, without trying to determine in your human mind right now what it's supposed to look like? What if you just fell into the love of yourself and allowed it to be? Absolutely, it'll push your buttons and it'll bring up your fears. Absolutely. It will cause some anxiety. Just take a deep breath and you allow yourself to fully experience it instead of resisting. But what if you, Master, fell in love with yourself and allowed yourself to feel and hear every voice, every fear, every potential, every emotion, instead of resisting, instead of running? What if you allowed yourself to connect back to your shadow, to your divine, to be here on Earth as a fully conscious, trusting, and aware angel? Perhaps this is how you wrote out this chapter. Perhaps you wrote it out that you would live enough lifetimes right here on Earth to be here for the greatest change on Earth ever, the greatest change in consciousness, the actual integration of new energy. But what just if this last chapter in your journey on Earth was a chapter when you said, I'm going to fall in love with myself. I'm going to be here at the beginning of the era of new energy. I'm going to be a pioneer, learning how to work with new energy when most humans haven't a clue what it is. Learning how to go beyond vibrational into expansional while here in the physical body, experiencing it in the most intimate way. And that's what life as a human is about, becoming intimate with yourself. I know what it's like to lose connection with your roots, your spiritual families. I know what it's like to get so lost in the human experience you don't think you're ever going to get out. Incredible opportunity for each of us here to join our energies together, to tell this story in a way that's understandable, where we don't get overly philosophical or go straight to the heart. What a grand opportunity for I, Tobias, to tell them my next incarnation about how it got here. Ascension occurred in the moment I surrendered to the love of myself. It occurred in the moment when I said I am that I am and I love everything about myself. Without shame, without guilt, without reservation. No ifs, ands, and buts. When I surrendered into who I actually am, rather than the aspect that I was creating, trying to pretend I was something else. Ascension occurred when I knew within my heart that I am, and I always was, and I always will be. What a journey. What an incredible journey it has been. And so it is.